Well, good afternoon. As Kim says, this is a conversation, not just a speech. So afterwards, if you have any questions, I'm more than happy to discuss those with you. And I'm very happy to be here. And it's a privilege to accept the Chamber of Commerce's invitation to present my first State of the Town Address. Having served some 9 months now, I can tell you my position continues to be as exciting and as demanding as I originally expected. I am honored to have been elected to succeed Mayor Rose Skinner, who served our town with distinction and integrity. And I look forward to the coming months and years in the hope that I too can serve the town with such distinction. My thanks also to town council members present and past for their dedication and service to the town of Pinedale. It is my intention in this message to outline for you where the town is and where the town may be going in the coming year. In municipal government, it is always appropriate to begin with the state of our town finances. As I said when I ran for office, fiscal responsibility is the key to putting ourselves on a solid and sustainable footing while ensuring that we have the resources to maintain and enhance our community's quality of life. I am proud to report that we are in a positive financial position today, and our future continues to look bright. The town budget for fiscal year 2006-2007 is approximately $12 million, and our anticipated budget for 2007-2008 should be around $15 million. A far cry from even 10 years ago, a far cry from 5 years ago. Much of the increase is due to a significant increase in our sales and use tax, which comes from booming industry and from an increase of population within the town. We do, of course, have financial concerns, as do all municipalities. Maintaining existing and providing new infrastructure always tops the agenda, and it is expensive. The town has worked hard in securing funding for 2 new major sewer line projects. Grants from the State Land Investment Board, along with matching funds from the county, will cover nearly all the costs for these 2 important projects. And that construction may start as early as this fall, and without a doubt, next summer. A $1 million business-ready community grant from the Wyoming Business Council will shore up all the remaining funding. So the town has worked very hard to find and procure new sources of revenue. And those 2 projects exemplify funding and needs for the town. Not only will we put in new sewer lines, but we will rehabilitate existing sewer lines along Main Street and through the southwest part of the town. I am very pleased with the increased cooperation between the town of Pinedale, the county, the state, as well as new relationships and cooperation with Big Piney and Marbleton. The town of Pinedale is proud to be part of the Sublette Community Partnership. This partnership is an effort between the county, its municipalities, oil and gas industry, the University of Wyoming, Extension Service, and the Governor's Office. We are working hard to meet the challenges of growth and impacts in our community. The Sublette Community Partnership is unique, the first of its kind in Wyoming, and perhaps the first of its kind in the nation. This sense of cooperation, both financial and communicative, is imperative to our successes both now and in the future. Now to more specific issues. I have, in the last few months, with the town council's approval, hired an engineer to help steer our town into the future. The engineer will offer advice, will oversee construction projects, will interact, be the liaison between other engineering firms, construction companies, and the town. Pinedale is ready and in need of such a full-time employee. He will work closely with the Planning and Zoning Administrator, the Planning and Zoning Board, myself, and the Assistant to the Mayor. And we anxiously await his arrival in April. The town shot. In the fall of 2006, the town retained outside counsel to represent us in litigation against the bonding company, who was responsible for completion of the shot project. 2 weeks ago, the town filed a formal complaint in district court in an effort to sue the bonding company. That complaint was filed in the district court, so the ball is in motion. Hopefully, in the next few weeks, we can reach a settlement and resolve the issue for good. The town has been remarkably patient, from the council to the mayor's office to the engineers and construction companies involved, especially those of you that live on South Lincoln that drive by the town shop every day. I am confident a resolution is forthcoming. The election. as you probably know, the 9th District Court of Wyoming ruled 2 weeks ago that David Smith's election to the town council was void. I appreciate Councilman Smith's service and dedication to the town. David Hole, who received the third highest number of votes, was sworn in last Wednesday at the town hall by Town Clerk Patty Rasich, in compliance with state statute. We all look forward to working with our new councilman as we continue to meet the challenges facing Pinedale. In the Public Works Department, we were saddened in December to lose Public Works Director Ron Brown after 18 years of service to the town. His knowledge and dedication will be missed, and we wish him the best in his new endeavors with the oil and gas industry. Our Public Works Department does an outstanding job, often thanklessly, and with the recent addition of two new employees, I trust they will continue to do so. Oil and gas development. Oil and gas continues to boom in Sublette County, and Pinedale is feeling the effects. The town is preparing public comment on the 800-page BLM Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement. Our impacts on infrastructure, on traffic, on public safety, public health, housing, and frankly, economic development overall are issues we address every day at Town Hall. We are pursuing alternative routes for heavy traffic, safer pedestrian crossings along Main Street, as well as in the back roads of town, and are working with the Sublette County Sheriff's Office to increase community policing and awareness. It is my intention to continue engaging our residents when we are called upon to make decisions that affect development throughout our community. Being more responsive to our citizenry continues to be one of my top priorities. Addressing residents' concerns, complaints, ideas, problems, and suggestions is a fundamental responsibility of local government. This town council is sworn to serve all of its citizens, regardless of how or when they arrive, and we must consider all points of view on all major issues. I have been encouraged over the past 9 months by the involvement of our local residents. Making a great community means involving great people. Time and again, you, the citizens of Pinedale, have provided the leadership, the volunteers, the vision, the resources, and the commitment to improving our town. Your support in our governmental process and your willingness to participate in all facets of our community is truly inspiring. I want to thank all of the town employees. Their dedication and service is invaluable, and it is their commitment and their knowledge that makes my job possible, and I truly appreciate that. In closing, I want to say that the state of the town is healthy. Our sense of community is strong. Our quality of life is envied, and together we can celebrate the spirit of the town that we call home. Thank you to the staff of Rendezvous Point, the members of the Chamber of Commerce, and for all of you for being here today.